following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello there, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Hello.
Welcome back to Wilson Wednesdays. Yes. We just realized that this is the last Wilson Wednesday of 2020.
Yes, after 9 months. Of Wilson Wednesdays.
9 months of Wilson Wednesdays. You've joined us for, many of you have joined us for 9 months.
Yes. That's a pregnancy. Pretty. 9 months is
But no one, well, no one
But
hears.
I'm not pregnant.
No. So that was a.
But yes, it was a wonderful. Oh
my
sweet
goodness. Long,
time.
Long year. 2020.
Very long
year. In fact, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, we are going to have a message called What We Learned in 2020.
Yes.
What We Learned. I'm going to invite some of our Refuge pastors up on stage with me, and we're going to cover some of the things that we all learned in 2020. I think a lot of them will probably resonate with you, but we're going to dive into some scripture, and we're going to look at things that maybe the Lord is teaching us. So join us this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We're going to hit What We Learned in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to hit something that today, oh, and Lion and Bear tonight.
Yes.
Tonight, Wednesday night,
don't
Lion and
it.
Bear, don't miss it. It's going to be awesome.
Michael That's, Landingham, his band.
It's Michael and his brother-in-law,
his group,
Andrew.
His brother-in-law, Andrew.
He's Michael's the bear, Andrew's the lion. So, yeah. So one of the things that came in one of my devotion times last week, I shared it with the staff last week as well, was Romans chapter 14. And I thought we would share that with you today and just kind of hit something I think it's important. And one of the things that I'm learning or learned in 2020. Mm-hmm. So Romans chapter 14, here's how it starts. It may be familiar to some of you, but here's what it says. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but do not dispute over doubtful things. And just the idea of doubtful things, he's going to tell us more specifically what those things are that are doubtful things. But at the end of the day, I kind of surmise the idea of doubtful things being things that are of somewhat of opinions, ideas or opinions are what I think he's going to mention are doubtful things. So let's look and see what he means by that. It's going on to verse 2. He says, "For," and here's what the doubtful things are. "For one who believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats." Listen, for God has received him. So here's the idea, and we're not going to go too specifics into what he's talking about in the meats thing. We can talk about that some other time, or just Google search it or something. But there's an argument over what I can eat, what I'm allowed to eat, and what I'm not allowed to eat. And some people had one opinion, and other people had other opinions. Strong opinions, deep-rooted, historical, religious, strong opinions. I am not supposed to do this. I can't honor God and do this. And another person's like, you can eat what you want. You're free in Christ. You can eat whatever you want. You don't have to hold on to those old religious opinions anymore. There's new life in Christ. So this became a doubtful thing in his mind. And remember what he said. He said, do not dispute over doubtful things, even if you're passionate. But if the scripture is not 100% clear, right, don't dispute over that thing. Don't dispute over those things. So look, he goes on, who are you to judge another servant? This is verse 4. To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. He goes on to another case study number 2. Case study number 1 was food. Case study number 2, you want to read that one?
One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord, and he who does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks, and he who does not eat, to the Lord, he does not eat and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
So just stop right there. So what's happening here? Case study number two. Number one, again, was food. Number two is there's specific days that are more important than other days. And some people are saying this one day is the most important. And another one saying, no, actually all days are important and should be set aside and whatever. So the argument, again, deep-seated religious mm-hmm. belief, passionate belief about which is right and which is wrong. And he's saying, listen, don't judge those people. Don't let doubtful things cause disputes amongst you. Don't allow the doubtful things to cause disputes amongst you. In fact, he says, he's making the argument that they don't belong to you. The people who you were fighting and arguing with, they're not yours. They're not your servants. They're the Lord's servants. They belong to the Lord. In fact, he goes on in verse 9.
For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother, or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another any more, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way.
Look what he's saying. He's saying, don't you judge other people. One day we will all give account to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Don't cause this to be a dispute among you. You have passionate opinions about both of these things. Don't divide amongst them. Don't dispute amongst them. They will give an account to the Lord. Let him be the judge. Let him be the one who they serve and honor. And in fact, he says, therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this. And I believe in 2021, there's going to have to be some resolve amongst brothers and sisters in the Lord, because there's been in churches, maybe even just been this divide of ideas and passionate opinions. And listen, I told this to the staff too. We all have opinions, and we can be passionate about those opinions. And that's just who we are. Some of them more passionate and more opinionated than others. Others less opinionated and less passionate about certain things. But he's saying, listen, they belong to the Lord. Christ died for them. They are his, not yours. They're not mine. And so these opinions, he's saying, don't divide over these. Don't cause more disputes. Mm-hmm. He goes on in verse 14, says, I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus, there is nothing unclean in of itself, talking about the eating and the days. But to him who is considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. In other words, if someone thinks that they shouldn't eat that meat, and in their conscience, it says, do not eat that meat. They should not eat that meat. Well, that's not fair. Some people, and for other people, it's different. Some other people, it's like, yeah, you can go ahead and eat that meat, right? Depending on the conscience. Yet, if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one whom Christ died. Do not destroy with your opinion, your doubtful thing, the one whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but righteousness, catch this, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what the kingdom of God is all about. And really, quite frankly, that's what the church should be about. Not division over opinions or doubtful things, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Here's where we're going to close. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace. Everybody say that together. Let us pursue the things that make for peace, and the things by which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food, or I'll even put
opinions
or doubtful things. Do not destroy the work that God is doing in someone's life or in the life of the church with doubtful things or opinions. Again, everybody's going to have opinions. Everybody can have passionate opinions. But if you see it destroying the work of God, you need to stop. You need to address those in a different way. You need to honor the Lord. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so I thought, and I shared that with the staff, probably share a little bit more about that this weekend. Mm-hmm. I think that the idea here is in 2021, as we approach that, there is some mending and healing of relationships that will need to take place. I believe God is big. I believe he can work on all those things. There's probably hidden hurts that maybe you have towards the church or towards a brother or sister in the Lord. I believe God can heal those hurts. And as we've kind of walked through this thing together, the common voice that we've at least tried at Wilson Wednesdays is love each other, care for each other, establish that God is at the center of all this and that God is going to work through all this. And so, yeah, I can imagine that there needs to be healing in 2021, yeah. Or will be. Amen. Thanks for 9 months. If you've been watching with us, 9 months of being a part of Wilson Wednesdays and Refuge Daily. Yeah. We'll continue on in the new year, and we've got some stuff coming up with that that we're excited about. So, yeah, would you pray for us?
Yeah. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in the midst of any circumstance, that you are forever watching over us. You are forever involved in your church. And we just pray you would continue to lead us and guide us as a family, Lord, as a body of believers who function as a family and may have differing opinions, but continue to come to family dinner every week, continue to worship together, continue to learn together. And I just pray that you would humble us, God. You would help us to do whatever we need to do within ourselves to live peaceably with all. We just want to be like you, God. We want to look like you. We want to act like you. We want to sound like you. So we ask that you would fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, God, and make us more like you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Happy
Bye,
New
everybody.
Year.
Everybody. Happy New Year.
See you hopefully tonight and this weekend.
Yeah.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.